As 2024 comes to a close, we at the AEO Studios would like to thank you for the love and support this past year. We truly appreciate it. We hope to have made your year just a little bit brighter. Let's resolve to make 2025 the best year ever. Raise a glass and toast. Here's to health, happiness, and good times. Happy New Year, everybody. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 18. We're finally here. It's finally upon us. The end of the NFL regular season. And that also comes with the end of our season. The lovely Rita Sanchez is still firmly in first place. D is in second. I am in third. Friend of the show, Rob Adams, is in fourth. And Danny Butler rounds out the top five. So this is a make or break weekend for all of us. And we start with a real barn burner. 4:30 on Saturday. The AFC North will be decided on Saturday. The 3-13 Cleveland Browns go into M&T Bank Stadium to take on the 11-5 Baltimore Ravens. Pretty easily, the Ravens, they take home the division. Sorry, Pittsburgh. Ravens take it home. Your Saturday night's main event. The 8-8 Cincinnati Bengals go into Pittsburgh to take on the 10-6 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bengals.
I am going with the Bengals as well. The Steelers are not trending in the right direction. Russ has regressed. How much of that is because of George Pickens not being there for a while and not being the number one that they thought he was? But the Bengals want it. It's for their taking. They can possibly make that happen. How about the Broncos with that choke job? You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. Sunday. Rivalry weekend, guys. Everything is a division matchup. The 4-12 Carolina Panthers go into Hotlanta to take on the 8-8 Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons.
I gotta go with the Falcons as well. It's tempting to take the Panthers, but then you hear about Chuba Hubbard. He's out for the year. Now, take the Falcons. Take the safe bet. The 11-5 Washington Commanders go into Jerry World to take on the 7-9 Dallas Cowboys.
Commies
really don't have much to play for. So I wonder if they're just going to use the week to kind of get right. Everybody's pretty much locked in the NFC. That being said, their backups are still better than the Cowboys, so I'm going to go with the Commies as well. The 4-12 Chicago Bears go into Lambeau to take on the 11-5 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Give me the Packers. Again, they could start their backups and still beat the Bears. In a game that really doesn't mean much of anything now, a little AFC South action. The 4-12 Jacksonville Jaguars go into Indianapolis to take on the 7-9 Indianapolis Colts.
Jags.
I'm taking the Jags too. Thoroughly disappointed in the Colts. You had it. It was in your grasp. And you let the Giants take it from you. You had a shot. There's an outside chance you made. But no, it's over. Let Mac Jones do what he does.
Mac Jones is going to have a job next year.
Maybe not in Jacksonville, but I think he's playing his way into a contract. It is absolutely insane in South Jersey. You're right. You know what? He could back up in Philly. Like, he could, you know, maybe North Jersey. Maybe Mac Jones to the Jets. I don't know. He definitely has a market. If Joe Flacco could keep getting jobs, Mac Jones could keep getting jobs. He hasn't been terrible. He hasn't been great, but he hasn't been terrible. The 13-3 Buffalo Bills, most likely with Mitch Trubisky under center, go into Foxborough to take on the 3-13 New England Patriots.
Bills.
Bills big. Patriots secure the number one pick. Travis Hunter, welcome to Pats Nation. The 3-13 New York Football Giants go into the link to take on the 13-3 Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah.
Eagles.
Yeah. Is his name Tanner McKee? He's probably going to start. Pickett's got broken ribs, and I don't think they're going to have Jalen Hurts go out there with, you know, coming back from a concussion. Gainwell's probably going to start, so no Saquon. Yeah, it's still better than the Giants. So I'm going to take the Eagles as well. Oy. The 5-11 New Orleans Saints go into Tampa Baker to take on the 9-7 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Take the Bucks. They got something to play for. They can take home the division. They could possibly take home the division. The 9-7 AFC South champion Houston Texans. I know they don't look at it. This is what a champion looks like. This is what a division champion looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
When they talk about the champion, this is what they say is what it looks like. Being the best.
That's right. The 9-7 Houston Texans go into Tennessee to take on the 3-13 Tennessee Titans.
Texans.
Oh, it's going to be ugly. The Titans are going to put a scare into them. But the Texans somehow eke this out. They got to get right. They got to get right and fast.
Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 6-10 San Francisco 49ers go into the desert to take on the 7-9 Arizona Cardinals.
A game that has no meaning whatsoever. Take the 49ers.
I think this is the game the Cardinals win. I think this is the final nail in the coffin, the final fuck you on the season. Big day for Mr. Marvin Harrison Jr. Why the hell not? Because it doesn't mean jack squat. This game, on the other hand, means a lot more than jack squat. The 15-1 Kansas City Chiefs go into the Mile High to take on the 9-7 Denver Broncos with a playoff spot on the line for the Broncos.
Broncos. I would assume that Wentz is going to play this game too,
you
right?
You figure that they're going to play their backups. If you would hope so, because they got the week off. The number one seed, yeah, they got it. As much as I liked the Broncos going into the Cincinnati game, I'm not feeling the Broncos this week. Like, as much as they had something to play for then, right? And they gagged it up. I just have a bad feeling that they're going to choke this up. I'm going to take the Chiefs. I have a bad feeling that the Denver Broncos are going to be on the outside looking in. The 10-6 Los Angeles Chargers go into Vegas to take on the 4-12 Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, the Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chargers as well. Herbert probably isn't going to play, but still, way more talent on that side of the ball than in Vegas. Well, NFC West showdown. the 9-7 Seattle Seahawks go into SoFi to take on the 10-6 Los Angeles Rams.
Rams.
I'm going to take the Seahawks.
Doesn't mean game means absolutely nothing.
10-7 Rams win on strength of schedule. It's a fait accompli. But a strong finish for the Seahawks.
Valiant effort.
Now, you know, the opposite of a valiant effort.
It would have been nice to see Sam and Geno get in.
It would have been nice. It would have been great. But instead, you know, Geno got close. That's, you know, they really, the expectations weren't there for the Rams this year, or for the Seahawks this year. So, really, they were supposed to be in third place. The Niners fell off that much, realistically. So, kudos to them. They took it all the way as far as they could. Next year, they'll be a force to be reckoned with, for sure. Now we got to talk about the.
Who is this? Who's going to be a force next year?
The Seahawks. I think the Seahawks will be good. The Seahawks will.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That division's wild. I would assume that. I don't know. I mean, I think Jackson Najigba is for real. He definitely supplanted DK as the top receiver there.
They have to get Walker healthy.
The Cardinals are using a second baseman for their quarterback, so that's who knows where they're going to go. You know, Stafford gets 1 year older. Puka Nacua is like their offense. I mean, he does everything. They have a good running back.
You wonder if they deal Cup in the offseason. I know.
Yeah,
about
I think
it.
So. Yeah, 100%. 100%. On the 49ers,
they're all banged up.
They just don't get hurt every fucking year with that team.
So,
every year.
There's no reason they can't win the division next year with a little bit of luck.
No. There's no, but I don't think they're going to be like significantly better. I mean, I think they are where they are. You know, I think that's it.
I mean, free agency, you draft, you get better. Like, if they're good now, another year under Mike McDonald, I think they'll be even better. So it's definitely a possibility. That division is imminently winnable. It's imminent. And to go from an imminently winnable division to a not so imminently winnable division, the 8-8 Miami Dolphins go into Florham Park, or go into MetLife rather, to take on. They should invade Florham Park. They should just completely take over Florham Park.
Why even play this game?
This is ours now. To take on the 4-12 Jets, Jets.
Is Aaron going to play?
He shouldn't. But here's the thing, though. If Tyrod Taylor plays, there's a good chance he can get hurt. So Aaron's probably going to play regardless. So he shouldn't start, but he's probably going to end up getting burned.
I mean, I think he has to play, right? You don't want your last game to be a 40-14 drubbing where you came out in the fourth quarter.
Where you scored none right? of those 14.
And Miami, they need help, right? They need win, and they need some help. I'm going to take Miami.
It's going to come down to the Bengals and the Dolphins, and I think the Bengals take that. I'm pretty sure if the tiebreakers go the Bengals' way on that. But Miami is going to stick with it, and they're going to take it to the end. And the Jets, what more can you say? It has been one of the more disappointing seasons in Jets history, and that's saying something. There's been a lot of disappointment in the Jets season. This is near the top. This is definitely near the top, where expectations and reality were so far apart.
Immense, like Grand Canyon. And we said it here. I've been saying it for 2 years now. This team is not a quarterback away. I mean, can't even make the playoffs. No. Can't even win 5 games.
No.
Can't even score a touchdown in 3 quarters against a division team.
Does Aaron Rodgers pull a Cam Ward? Wait, I'm gonna go sit out after this. Like
I don't know. They are in so much trouble that I don't even know what to do. I kind of feel like you should just bring him back. There's no better alternative. What's the alternative? Draft a guy? Like, you fucked this up so bad. So fucking bad. And I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I mean, he's going to be... He just turned 41.
Yeah.
So, Like, that's kind of where they are. And the rumors are that, you know, he's not, he has friction with Garrett Wilson, and he's trying to force feed Davante Adams because he wants that 500th touchdown to go to Davante Adams because he's his boy.
And, oh man, that'd be great if he got stuck on 499.
And yeah, that would be, you know, Steve Gelbs really nailed it yesterday. He really broke it down as to what happened and how Garrett Wilson started out really well, and then they got Davante Adams, and then all of a sudden, like, Aaron Rodgers is playing favorites.
Right, 100%.
Ultimately, that may, if they choose to keep Aaron Rodgers, that may cost Steve Gelbs his job. Because how dare he be critical of the great Aaron Rodgers? But it's true. He's been playing favorites all goddamn year. It's what he does. And the main event, we all know it. You know it in your heart of hearts. For the NFC North Division title. Improbable. Absolutely improbable at the beginning of the season. We knew we didn't think so, but it's come down to this: the 14-2 Minnesota Vikings go into Detroit to take on the 14-2 Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Vikings, man. Sam, I'm rolling with Sam. It's just his year. It's just some years. It's your year. It's just his fucking year, man. Like, I'm rooting for him. I want him to be successful. He deserves it. I want all the best for Sam Darnold. I'm going with Sam. Is Jordan Love the third best quarterback in that division?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This season, career-wise, we'll see. But this season, you have to say...
Yeah, talk about this season.
Darnold 1, Goff 2, Love 3. Caleb Williams isn't even in the conversation. Like, they have a quarterback in Chicago. Like, they're not running the wing tee.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what's happening there. That offense was brutal last Thursday.
The Lions have outscored the Vikings this year. So there's something to be said about that. You know, as prolific as the Vikings have been, the Lions have outscored them. Now, yes, there have been a couple of 50 burgers in there. So they have run up the score a little bit. But I'm going to go with the Lions. I think they're going to punch the Vikings in the mouth, and I don't know if the Vikings can respond to that. We're going to find out. Like, this is going to be the week where we find out about the Vikings and what their mettle is. Because the Lions have one speed. And maybe the Vikings can use that one speed against the Lions. They have one speed, one direction. And they're coming to rip your face off. Because that's what the Lions do.
Bite your kneecap.
Bite your kneecap and rip your goddamn face off and they're spitting down your neck. So I think the Lions actually need it more, in my opinion, because they're so banged up that they can heal up a little bit. They can absolutely rest up. The Vikings have been relatively fortunate in terms of injuries. J.J. McCarthy notwithstanding, because they end up pulling Sam Darnold out of the hat. So... give me the Lions in a close, close matchup befitting of the main event to cap off the regular season in the NFL. Who you got this weekend? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, slide in your DMs on IG. There's still time. There's one more week. Put your picks in and play against us in the CBS Sports Pick'em. Will the lovely Rita Sanchez take it home? Can D make a run and overtake the lovely Rita Sanchez for the crown? Can I somehow make a comeback and take the top? We'll see. We will see at the end of this weekend. It's time for us to run the go route. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.